Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
The perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
That's exactly what we're doing here each and every week on Joy 94.9. It's a partnership between the Victoria Police, the gay and lesbian liaison officers, the Anti-Violence Project and Crime Stoppers Victoria, and of course you. And we're here every week. Please welcome to the studio gay and lesbian liaison officer Gabby Tyack. How are you?
That's me. I'm really well, Paul.
Good. Electra Wellens.
Good afternoon. I was nearly going to say morning, but it's six past.
That's right. Yes. Well, yeah, it depends what shift you're on, doesn't it?
Yes. Didn't recognise you today.
Well, no. And also, my favourite, she's back. Oh. She is. That doesn't mean that you girls aren't up there as well, but you know how it is between
you can have favorites,
Joe and I.
Right.
Isn't
we know how you feel, Paul. We understand.
Joe Baird, who's back in Crime Stoppers. I think it's been a month and a half now.
I think it's been a month. I usually do it on the last Wednesday of the month.
She was here last month, Paulie.
No, but I mean back at Crime Stoppers.
Oh, yes, a month and a half. Gosh, you're good.
Who's telling this story? Me or you?
Apparently you.
Yes. Apparently he's the only one who knows what's going on.
That's
well
right.
Well done, Paul.
You're here for the monthly roundup.
We've got our roundup with results of interest and all that sort of stuff, and so we've got a good campaign that I want to talk to you about later as well.
Cool, and we'll be asking you to ask us about Crime Stoppers as well. Gab, what's on for the show today?
We'll be talking about our new massive, huge communication centre in Ballarat.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be talking about what happens when you want to ring Crime Stoppers about a crime in another state. What do you do? Is it anything different? Just
one of
interesting things.
Because one of the very important questions, while we've got Joe here, and you can ask this throughout the show, is why should I bother even ringing Crime Stoppers? Like, you know, like, what's it going to matter? So we'll be talking about that, won't we?
And it matters a lot.
It does. If you'd like to say hello to us today, you can. 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au. Andy's sitting via the phone on 1300-569-949. You're on Joy 94.9. Paul Anthony with you, Dancing with the Girls, Electra Wellens, Gabby Tyack, and also Joe Baird from Crime Stoppers. It's time for Vic Police News.
But I'll dance with you, Paul.
How sweet.
I won't be very good at it, but we can try.
That's right, I can teach
dancing
you.
Dancing with a boy's kind of weird.
Is
all
it?
Right, you can do a country dance, bush dance, do-si-do, and
what? Cotton Eye Joe? You can do that.
If you've got the right shirt on today.
What's wrong with my shirt?
Nothing. I like it.
Picking on my hat,
just got
my
a Western
hair, my,
feel to it.
A Western feel.
Yeah.
Well, if I had brought in my Akubra.
You could do some studio line dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So on to Vic Police News. Thanks, Gab.
Right. Do you remember, Paul, I think it was sometime last year that we had someone in from our communication centre talking about calling 000, when you should do it and what to expect when you ring 000?
Yes.
And I'm sure you can get that on our podcast as well. Well, what's happened now is we're opening a super centre in Ballarat. We used to have communication centres all around the state, various ones looking after certain areas, and now we're trying to put them all into one super centre.
Question.
Yes.
000, is that run by the Victoria Police?
No.
It's not. So it's a separate thing. Like Crime Stoppers is separate, this is separate.
Yes.
Except Crime Stoppers is different again because Crime Stoppers is a non-for-profit organisation.
Yeah, community organisation, whereas D24's...
Well, it's run by ESTA, which is the Emergency Services Telecommunications Authority. So we have police working in the communication centres and non-police members as well working there, doing the call taking alongside police members. So what's happened is we've successfully transitioned the second of five regional police D24 communication centres to the Ballarat State Emergency Communication Centre at Mount Helen. So this happened just on Sunday, 17th of July. And its transition is part of Victoria Police's Integrated Statewide Emergency Communications Project. It will see all regional police D24 communication centres in Ballarat, which has transitioned already in December last year, Bendigo, which just transitioned on the weekend. We've also got them at Mildura, Wangaratta and Maui, and they'll be transitioning soon. They're handing over police call taking in dispatch to the Emergency Services Telecommunications Authority, ESTA. All this is being done by the end of next year.
Now, the reason for this is...
I think it's really trying to amalgamate everything so it's run by one agency, so it runs more smoothly. Mm. And a lot of times police and the public have heard of D24. And myself, I've been working in Victoria Police for 10 years and I had no idea why our communication centre was called D24. And when I spoke to Electra and yourself and many police members, they had no idea why it was called that. Why do you think it was, Paul?
I don't know why it was called that, but I do know when I was living down in Berwick, because we used to have a Berwick police station before they decided to close that down and make a big one in Narre Warren, mm-hmm. which was a huge dispute because they were closing down all these small police stations and making one big one, and the response time they said would be the same, but it wasn't, and it was all this, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they had what you could do is not call 000, but you could call D24, which was like a 114 something number, and you could never remember it. So, you know, they used to have it on the side of the cars, but you could never remember it unless you saw a cop car, and you didn't want to see a cop car. So it's like, you know, which I think that's why they went back to 000.
Well, not went back, they've moved to that, because on an international scale, three numbers of you. So over the world, there's three digits that are used. They vary from 999 to 000 to 991. So there's a few variations of that. But ESTA actually manage that here in Australia, which is 000. So they can also answer calls that come through on other emergency numbers. So you might have an international tourist and they may dial the number, so it can get diverted through to ours as well. So that's part of that centralisation as well for ESTA and how they manage that in conjunction with various police states.
So what you're saying, if I'm from America and I call 911, it'll divert to 000?
It should do, yes. But, okay, but we don't like to mention other numbers. Let's just stick to our 000 and not get it all confusing. Yes. 000.
Now, what difference will this be? When I call 000, is it going to be a difference to me calling it?
Well, it's the first in the world where Emergency Services, uniting police, ambulance and fire in one single purpose-built building or facility. So the way we used to do it before is you'd have police... D24 in one building and then ambulance in another and fire in another, and the calls would come through and then we'd have to dispatch those calls out to those agencies. But this is everyone will be in the one building, so it's much easier to transfer messages to each other.
So, Gabby, will they still start the call? I know that when you call 000, they usually say police, fire, ambulance.
Yeah, will they still say I believe that? That's still the same. It's just it'll make it a lot more smooth and faster to send messages out and get people to respond.
So it's streamlining, really. Yeah.
Let's just contain this a little. What we're talking about is regional areas, which used to be have their own. So Warrnambool used to have their own. Ballarat used to cover Warrnambool, and Ballarat also used to cover right to the state of South Australia. But then with regions, as Victoria Police was broken up to, Bendigo would run one, Shepparton would run one, Mildura. So what they've done is collectively pooled all those areas into one super location for regional centres.
Cool.
So it just makes a little bit more sense about why they've done that.
So the answer to my question is it would be no different when I call 000 because it'll just go to a centre.
True.
Okay.
It'll be better.
All right. Any questions, give us a call. 0414. No, what is it? That's my number. 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Your voice, your radio station. Joy 94.9.
Well, Anthony, with you on the Vic Police Closed Show. As part of our relationship with Crime Stoppers Victoria, we read out three or four crimes a show. Gab.
An aggravated burglary at Park Orchards on the 1st of June this year. And it's the reference is CA5745. And remember,
you see something,
say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Stay forever who you are. Don't change a thing because you're perfect.
The Vic Police Glow Show with Jo Baird from Crime Stoppers in for her week, and also our regulars Electra Wellens and Gabby Tyack. Gabby, you wanted to touch back on D24.
Yeah, well, we opened the Ballarat State Emergency Communications Centre, and on Sunday, Deputy Commissioner Kieran Walsh was there. And to answer your question about will anything change, he says, while nothing will change for people calling 000 in an emergency, the service delivery would be far superior. It's a state-of-the-art facility and uses the best technology available to deploy resources to multiple agency incidents simultaneously. And so that's the difference. And we never answered why we call it D24. And Electra has that information, don't you, Electra? Mm.
So I have the information of why.
Yeah.
No, you had the answer.
Yeah, but I've talked enough. Girls. So you can answer it if you
Let's
like.
Let's not argue unless it's over me.
I know. Okay.
Because you worked in Russell Street when it was called
Ballarat,
D24.
Actually. Oh, okay. Ballarat D24. So it's all very confusing.
I'll just be quiet.
Yeah, Gabby, you came up and informed us all this morning because it's one of those things that as a police officer, I never knew this history about it. And why is it called D24? And it was to do with the Corridor D, and it used to be in room 23 but moved and somehow it got named 24, so it stuck. So that's how it was D24. But if we look at technology back then, they actually used to take a phone call, scribble on a card that were different colours, put it in a slot, used to race down a conveyor belt down to where the operator was, and they got the little bit of information. So things have changed with technology now.
Wow. Yes. Conveyor belt.
Mm. You just put a little card in.
Now imagine if you told them.
Put it in the right little track.
Imagine if you'd told them about email.
Yes, imagine that back then. What? What are you talking about? No such thing.
Here's some information from Tim Lennox, our news executive director. He says Crawford Productions in Melbourne used to have a dramatic radio program called D24, used to dramatise police stories from the archives. Names were altered to protect the innocent. And he says he thinks it was Roland Strong who used to announce it over the top, in over the top tones with evocative music. D24, stories from the archives, without the frog in your throat. Funnily enough, he goes on to say, the radio call sign used by police was VKC, never D24. That was the location of VKC, which is pretty much what you just said.
That's like a precursor. The location was known as D24 by police, but VKC is actually the prelude that they would actually say who that radio operator is and where they're calling from. So give an example, a radio station, if you're inside a police station somewhere else, that's known as 900. So they have different call. There's a whole variety of different numbers and calls that are attached to that.
He also says, regarding 000, apparently at one time calls went interstate and operators had to ask in Australia where you were calling from. He says there were many problems identifying the precise location of the emergency.
Ah.
And he says he hopes that's no longer the case.
Definitely not. We've moved along very nicely with technology now.
We definitely have.
And thanks for that, Tim. But I wonder if, did Tim know why it was called D24? Did we teach him something today?
Don't know.
Let us know, Tim.
All right. Well, we've got more coming up, and then also we'll be having a look at the crime stats.
The roundup, the crime stats, yes.
The Crime Stoppers month. Roundup. That's the one. Yes, thank you. You're on Joy 94.9.
The perfect mix of music, news and interviews. Joy 94.9.
Well, Anthony with you on the Vic Police Close Show with Electra and also Gabby and Jo Baird from Crime Stoppers. It's time for the next set of crimes.
It is indeed. Yeah. Case reference for this is CA5325. Criminal damage on the Epping Line back in 19th of November 2010.
Kenneth Ibram Vattenseever. He's wanted for theft of a motor car in Pasco Vale.
And remember, we don't need to know who you are.
Just who they are.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
Well, Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show. We'll continue on and have a chat with Jo Baird from Crime Stoppers, who used to be there years ago and now she's back. Jo, so you're here to tell us basically what happened last month due to us calling 000.
Yes. Well, no, not 000. 1-800-333-000. It's my most exciting time of the month, and it's also the reason why I'm here.
Before we do that, we're telling people to call 000. We're telling people to call Crime Stoppers. What's the difference?
Well, they're different because they're different operation centres. Always call 000 in case of emergency. If you need immediate response, you can call Crime Stoppers if you have information relating to a crime that's not happening right now.
Okay.
And if you do call Crime Stoppers, in the instance that a crime is happening right now, they will transfer you to D24 or to the 000 number.
Okay.
Because it is an emergency.
So if you can't decide which one...
Oh, the easiest way to go is don't hesitate.
Yeah.
Just call 000. If you think police should be there or you need assistance, 000. If it's sometime after the fact... we would then say Crime Stoppers.
Hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
First and foremost, always 000. And I guess the difference, the key difference, besides the fact that an emergency call would go to 000, is that if you call Crime Stoppers, your call's not being traced. You don't have to say who you are. You don't have to give any details, just the information. Main point of difference. Okay, in June this year, as a result of people calling 1-800-333-000 or giving information at crimestoppers.com.au, 60 people were arrested and 205 charges were laid. $227,800 worth of drugs were seized, over $100,000 worth of property seized, almost 4,000 telephone calls. And it's also the end of financial year, so we managed to do our financial year reporting. And I thought it was really interesting to let you know that last year we had over 800 arrests as a result of calls and information reports to Crime Stoppers Victoria, and that was for 3,000 charges. So it's a pretty good year.
3,000 charges in a year or a month?
No, we usually have kind of in the hundreds of charges a month. So there were 3,000 charges last year. And that's just the ones that we've traced back to the Crime Stoppers, you know.
Gee.
That's because you are calling Crime Stoppers with information.
Jo, is that Victoria or is that nationally?
That is just in Victoria.
Wow.
Gee.
So each Crime Stoppers program in Australia, we have an Australian body, Crime Stoppers Australia, but in each state they're a state-based program, so we do our own reporting and so on.
What would the police do without Crime Stoppers?
What would the community do without Crime Stoppers?
Well, that as well.
Yeah.
Well, there was a time when we didn't have Crime Stoppers and we just had to cope. We wouldn't have known the difference because we never had them, but they help us greatly and they give us information so we can make these arrests and get the people off the street that should be off the street.
Absolutely. And you were going to say, Gabby?
I was just going to say, previously on the show, we talked about a crime of a missing man from, I think, Ballarat.
Yes.
And he was missing on his way back from Darwin and travelling through South Australia. And he still is missing.
Yes.
They've located a burnt out boat and they located his dog, thankfully, alive and well. But it's just interesting when things happen in another state or cross states, what do you do if you got information? Do you just ring the Victorian Crime Stoppers number?
It's exactly the same. So anywhere in Australia, you can call 1-800-333-000 or you can go to our website, which you'll land at a national landing page, I guess, the home page, and you just click through to your state. And even if it's a crime that's happened in another state or you're reporting from somewhere else about a crime that's happening in the state you're in, it doesn't matter. The information all gets collected and dealt with and passed on to the relevant law enforcement agency.
And if you've got time, check out the other states in Australia, because no doubt if the crime happened here in Victoria, they're probably not here anymore. Mm. They're probably over in New South Wales.
Good segue to something I want to talk about later.
Yes.
But very quickly, the other thing that I do when I come in is give you a couple of results of interest for the previous month so that you kind of get more of an idea of what we do. Someone called into Crime Stoppers New South Wales to report an offender who'd stolen a car. The subsequent investigation revealed more crime and the car thief was also charged with armed robbery in Victoria. Another caller helped to catch a person who'd stolen a fire brigade response vehicle, over $45,000 worth of vehicle there. In this case, the offender was charged with burglary, criminal damage and arson as well. Two callers reported sex offenders. One call related to a known sex offender failing to comply with their reporting obligations and possession of child pornography. And the second information report that came through resulted in a 22-year-old man who was also charged with knowingly possessed child pornography. One call resulted in an arrest for drug-related charges and the seizure of $80,000 worth of cannabis. We had 6 callers able to identify men wanted for graffiti and criminal damage of trains and transit property, and they were from the Crime Stoppers photo boards displayed at train stations. Mm. Other reports have helped police solve cases on serious violent offences and armed robberies. And finally, we had information coming from the public that helped police to find and take 2 people into custody who were wanted on warrants.
Fantastic.
And that's just a snapshot of lots of reports that came through.
All due to you calling Crime Stoppers.
All as a result of community information.
There are so many things going on in our community and we just need those little bits of information to help us catch people or prevent them from hurting other people. And you've just given a huge, wonderful snapshot about what people are getting involved in and what kind of information you can give to Crime Stoppers.
Car theft, child pornography, arson, you name it.
And generally, Paul, if people are committing crimes, it's not just the one-off incident. They're committing them on a large scale, often, more often than once. So if you know of someone doing something, give us the information because we'll hopefully stop them doing it again.
We've got Joe Baird all the way up through to 1 o'clock today before we go into the afternoon show. So if you want to ask a question about Crime Stoppers, please do 0427JOY949. Or on air at joy.org.au. Andy's on the phone on 1300 569 949.
What an amazing time. What a family. How did the years go by? Now it's only me.
Paul Anthony with you. What are you waiting for? Give us a message. Give us a message. Give us a call. 1300 JOY 949, 0427 JOY 949, or honor at joy.org.au. Particularly, we're interested if you've got any questions about Crime Stoppers. Tim Lennox, the News and Current Affairs Director, got his title right this time. He said he did know about room D24. He's old enough, he says. He also says he's even been to the press room with its own entrance, which was at Russell Street Police Headquarters, the former location of D24. He knows.
Well, if anyone was going to know, it was going to be Tim. I should have just asked him.
You could have. You should have just gone straight to Tim.
I should have.
Yes. Now, we do have... what do we have
here? We better get the last crime out of the way.
Oh, we're going to do that first?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
it's
quarter two.
How about we do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Crime Stoppers is investigating the circumstances surrounding an alleged aggravated burglary in Dallas on Thursday the 6th of January this year. A woman awoke to 2 masked men standing in her bedroom at her home in Sale Court at approximately 3:15 a.m. It's alleged one of the men held down her shoulders whilst the other held his hands over her nose and mouth when a struggle ensued. 3 children aged between 11 and 5 were home at the time of the attack. It's believed one child disturbed the offenders before they fled through a rear door and jumped over a fence. Both offenders are perceived to be Middle Eastern appearance with a skinny build. They were both wearing black balaclavas and black gloves, and that's an extremely frightening incident.
What are these people thinking? Obviously not thinking.
Well, thank God nothing else happened and they were scared away.
Hmm. I don't even know how to comment on that. Is there another one?
No. Just the case reference for that one is CA5306.
Okay, get yourself across to crimestoppers.com.au. You can also call 1-800-333-000. Case of emergency, always call 000.
And I think we'll just cut straight across to Joe now from Crime Stoppers.
We can do that after we hear this.
Sure.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
If you suffer from an eating disorder, your life may be ruled by numbers. The number of calories in a meal, your weight, the number of Ks you walked, ran or swam. But there's only one number that really matters. It's a number that could save your life or the life of a loved one. It's the number of the Eating Disorders Helpline. 1-300-550-236.
Do you have trouble controlling the way you eat?
Are you underweight, overweight, or obsessed with your weight and dieting?
You're not alone. Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous offers support for men and women from food addiction through weekly meetings across Melbourne with no fees and no weigh-ins. Visit foodaddicts.org for more information.
Paul Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show with Gabby Tyke, Electra Wellens, and our special guest, who's part of the partnership as well, is Joe Baird from Crime Stoppers. In my hand, I have got... Hang on, what's the date? Is it past Monday, July 25?
Yes.
It is, good, which means we can talk about Operation Rome.
Yes, on Monday, which was consequently the 25th of July, Crime Stoppers programs around Australia launched Operation Rome, which is a coordinated campaign that aims to locate and arrest 18 people who are wanted for crimes in different states across Australia. So the idea is that these people have committed crimes in one state and fled to another state to avoid jail or getting caught.
Now, the information I have is it's actually 15, because at the time of this going to air, they've caught three people already.
Within 24 hours, we caught three of our 18, which was really, really exciting. They all came through from very good information reports from the community. We had one woman who was wanted for breaching parole after causing serious injury. Another was wanted for deliberately lighting two fires at Alice Springs hotels, which was recklessly endangering life of all of the people inside the hotel as well. So that was a pretty serious one. And another one was Andrew David Gordon, who was wanted for fraudulently obtaining a debit card and then withdrawing significant amounts of money from the bank. He was actually originally arrested. He was caught trying to use that card to buy an iPhone. So he got caught out, and then he was given bail, and he's taken off.
Maybe he wanted to have that iPhone to call Crime Stoppers and dob himself in.
Well, I wish he'd hurry up and do so. Mm. But he's done so. Somebody's reported him because he's in custody.
And Paul, you asked that question earlier in the show, why should people ring Crime Stoppers and is it worth it? Well, this is showing that it is.
Now, are we allowed to talk about the people who've been caught? No.
Oh, no, that's okay. We've already sort of mentioned who's been caught. They're in custody now. And
okay. It's just because I was going to say some of these names that they are in custody of people that we've talked about on the show before.
Well spotted. And in fact, Mr. Gordon was one of them only a couple of weeks ago. Yes.
So, good well job, people.
So that's what I wondered, if we could mention his name or not, which you have. So there you go.
So he's been caught. But what we're really doing is appealing for people to go to our website at crimestoppers.com.au, because we do still have 15 people who are outstanding. They're still wanted, along with all of our others. But these are generally wanted for pretty serious crimes, drug cultivation, drug trafficking. We've got two men who were involved in or allegedly involved in child pornography, and they were arrested and bailed out, but they took off to Cambodia 2 days later. A subsequent investigation discovered that they'd gone to Cambodia. It doesn't look like they've ever come back under their own identities, but I guess police want to know if they have come back and if they're using new identities. That was back in 1997, but we've got very clear photos, and you'd still be able to identify.
I wonder what goes through their mind when they see a campaign like this and they see their photo.
I think they probably would be wanting to run away overseas again.
I think they're probably shaking in their boots because we have a very good response to this kind of campaign. What it is Crime Stoppers helping to coordinate police organisations in different states. So, in fact, even calling for wanted people to be one of the top 18 that we use for this campaign, we've discovered that police in different jurisdictions are looking for the same person, and they may not have known that prior to it. So it's really important. It's actually I don't know if you'd remember or if anybody who's listening would remember, in 2009 and 2010 we ran Operation Infra, which was an international campaign. It was an international fugitive roundup and arrest, and it was run with Interpol and law enforcement agencies around the world, and they all advertised. I think we focused on 25 really high-profile wanted people for each of those years, and they came with great results. So Operation Rome is leveraging from the success of those two campaigns and now doing it within our own borders. So it's pretty exciting stuff. We're looking forward to more success stories.
And if you ever wanted to be a police officer or a detective or something like that, this is a way to do it in a much smaller scale without doing all the training. Get onto Crime Stoppers and help us catch the crooks.
Catch the crooks. Don't try to apprehend them or anything. Just
that's right.
Just call us. You don't need to go all the way. You just need to
tell
us what you know, either online or on the telephone.
Use your observation skills and forward the info.
Absolutely.
Yes, and you can even claim rewards and stuff, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely.
All right. So how long does the campaign go for?
Well, effectively, the media side of it, which is what a campaign really is, that'll run for a couple of weeks. And anyone who's still wanted will still be showing on our website. So we're just really going to focus on these people for a couple of weeks.
Okay, we've still got Joe for another 8 minutes. So if you'd like to ask questions about Crime Stoppers, you can 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. You're on the Vic Police Glow Show.
The most diverse sound for the most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, Anthony with you on the Vic Police Glow Show. Coming to an end, we've got Gabby Tyke, Electra Rollins, and also Joe Baird from Crime Stoppers. Joe, is it possible, I was wondering, and I think I already know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway, to get a recording of what it's like when people call Crime Stoppers?
The quick answer is no, because we don't record any of our calls, Paul.
At all?
No. So what we don't have any recording equipment.
So what happens if I call up and then I give some really good information and then I hang up and then the person goes, oh, what did they say? Like you can't go back and
listen.
Well,
no, and they don't generally say what did they say because they're really highly trained and they take very good notes. So they'll know. But actually, if you give an information report over the web, it's encrypted, but there is an opportunity to have a two-way conversation still whilst retaining confidentiality, and it doesn't sort of track your IP address or do any of that stuff. But if you log back in using a unique identifier number, then you can actually continue a two-way conversation. But the tricky bit is that the person who's given the information has to sort of go back to see if there's a question for them to find out if there was any follow-up.
So if you give information over the web, are you given an identification number so you can go back?
Yeah, and actually when you call in via telephone, you can also be given a number so that if you phone back and you want to follow up how that's going. And actually, I must say, the few people who do ask for rewards, they get given a unique number so that even if you go to collect your reward, you still never have to give away your identity.
Because you get, and what sort of reward do you get? It's only like part of $1,000 or something.
Yeah, you get up to $1,000. So depending on the gravity of the or the seriousness of the crime, it depends if you were how much information you gave that contributed to an investigation, or you know, was it a vital piece of information, or was it just something that was really really helpful. You might get $50. You might get $500. You might get $1,000.
And that money that's put forward by Crime Stoppers?
It's actually Crime Stoppers Victoria, the charity.
So it's different to, like, when police say that we're offering you $100,000 for this information?
Very, very different pool of money.
And we don't encourage people to seek the rewards if that's because there isn't. Crime Stoppers is a not-for-profit organisation. They don't have much money. Of course, you can, but we don't encourage you to ring up and say, hey, I've got some information, give me some money.
Well, we don't encourage or discourage. Mm. I mean, if it got to a point where everyone came in with awesome information and everyone was getting $1,000, then I think we'd be making a really big call out to anybody out there, or a philanthropic call out saying we need more funds because the work that we're doing is so valuable and people are wanting rewards. But the funny thing, Gabby, is that most people just don't want the rewards. They actually want to be gone with that, carrying the burden of that information,
exactly.
Or they want to help out. They want to participate in community safety.
Sounds like a bit of therapy, doesn't it, really? Like you got something on your mind, you want to get off your mind, so just ring Crime Stoppers and tell them.
Have you ever had to have the burden of a secret that you can't, that it feels awful, and you, I mean, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a crime, but it's, even if someone tells you something that you wish, you almost wish they hadn't told you because you can't tell anyone else and you have to shoulder the burden, it's the same thing.
Absolutely. I think it goes down to that gut feeling that you have within yourself as well about, look, what I've just seen is I'm just not 100% sure. I'd hate that if that would happen to me, and the information, you know, it's important to have that as Crime Stoppers as a service too.
Absolutely. And I guess the beauty of Crime Stoppers is that you can offload that guilt or that horrible feeling without having to get directly involved.
We always talk about if something happens to you, particularly if it's got to do with, you know, being beat up because you're gay or so forth, report it. An incident happened on the weekend where somebody I know was at a railway station. He got surrounded by a group of people, spat on and then beat up because he was gay. I asked, did you report it, expecting him to say no. He said yes, he reported it. The police came straight away. They got on the train and stopped the train so he could walk up and down to identify who the people were.
What?
Not sure whether they got them or not, but that's pretty good,
what
isn't
a
it?
Great story.
Mm.
Yep.
All right, it's time to go. Joe, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Can I just go back and say that it's a terrible story with a great ending?
Yes, that's right.
But yes, I'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Electra, see you next week.
What's coming up, Gab?
That's a surprise. It always is.
Okay. All right. We've got Q&A news for you, and I'll be taking you through for the afternoon show, filling in for Shane. You're on Joy 94.9.
Wherever we live, work and play, safety affects all parts of our lives.
Community safety is everyone's responsibility, and there are things we can do to make our homes, workplaces, streets, neighbourhoods and communities safer.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.